Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does?
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I don't think the out-of-towners are going to be too excited and ready for this. That's all I know.
And of course, we can count on Ashley to keep them in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne fans.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Titletown, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Monday, South Central Wisconsin, and a fun weekend we just got to have, especially if you are Milwaukee Brewers fans, and the fun continues to start as it sounds like tomorrow we will be treated with Cooper Pratt's debut in a Brewers uniform. Ashley Dobrzynski, Wally Lukaczynski with you today. Ashley, you were the first person that really wrote that on the board today. I know you're fired up to talk a little Cooper Pratt today.
Of course. How could you not be? But I do, Walter, I do have to give credit where credit's due because I yesterday, you know what? I'll save it.
No, if you were to be nice to me, this isn't fair.
No, I wasn't going to be nice to you.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
I was going to talk Brewers, but we have so much time to talk about them that I want your full undivided attention when I tell my take, my credit where credit is due.
I've got a feeling if it's about Brewers and you're giving credit to somebody you wouldn't, I know who that will be, but that's okay. We'll save that.
I don't think you do know who it'll be.
I guess we're going to find out together. But here in just a moment, Ashley, you were going to be calling Gabe Knight, so I know he's finishing up a golf outing right now.
Wow.
So we'll be getting him on literally right off the links, get a feel for what he's doing, and he is the biggest Brewers fan that at least is in my realm of the world where this guy just eats breathe. Oh,
don't
be bad or what doing that to me. Gabe is like a broken. He's
oh yeah,
got a
I know.
Loose when it comes to the Brewers.
I know. I was just messing with you.
All right, good. I had to make sure. People can't be watching on the Daily Dodge YouTube stream as well and see Ashley's frustration with me as we start that. But today, we will be talking to Gabe in just a moment here. Cooper Pratt, The Miz. I'm going to talk about Kyle Harrison. And then what is coming up here on the trade deadline just about a month away, what the Brewers could be in the market for, what they're going to be looking for with that as well. But then there's also a little bit of unfortunate news, too, with the Giannis likely having played his final game in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform. It seems like there's a new face of Wisconsin sports, and it's just a matter of who is it going to be? It's certainly nobody in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform. But is it going to be somebody in the green and gold? Is it going to be somebody that is one of these young Bucks that's playing in AmFam Field? We'll be able to dive into that. Ashley and I are going to look into that in the third block. I think we're both pretty set in our ways. I'm interested to see where she's going, though, because I know I'm very entrenched on my side. And then, of course, we round out today, as we always do on Monday, with the Confidential Cabana. Ashley Dobrzynski, do we have Gabe Knights on the line?
We do not.
We do not have Gabe yet. That's all right. I told him we'd give him another shot a little bit after if he wasn't there. You've been to these golf outings before. You know what that could be like at the end of the day.
Oh, they're fun. Yeah. I mean, what? And it was, I think, Wally, right now, it is, dare I say, one of the best weather days to have a golf outing.
Well, okay. Yeah. Because
not too hot.
Weather. I don't want the too hot. I want it to be kind of in the middle of the 70s.
And I think that's exactly what we have going on today.
Well, I'm sure his game reflected that as well. But in the meantime, while we wait to get Gabe on, I know that you were watching the Brewers because we were both watching him on Friday night right after The Miz goes complete game, one-hit shutout. Before, I'll let you, Dobes, go call Gabe real quick again. Just speaking from firsthand experience, we had been talking ad nauseum going into that it had been seven straight starts that The Miz had put together a 0.20 ERA. That is unheard of. Only it happened twice before in the last 110 years of baseball, and both of those times occurred when it was actually on a heightened mound before they shortened it after the 1968 season. So we get to look at now at a generational player in the Milwaukee Brewers uniform, and we do have Gabe Neitzel on the line now, and you can hear Gabe on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy weekdays from 7 a.m. until 9 across ESPN Milwaukee and the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. Gabe, I know you're fresh off the links right now, so we appreciate giving us some time. Before we get into the less important stuff, how'd you play today?
You know, we had a good little time, a nice little, you know, one of those Monday golf outings. So, you know, we hit it solid today. You know, that's just one of your typical Monday scrambles.
Did you have Mizorowski pants on for this one?
So the pants I had on today, a crossword pants with all the words being golf words.
What?
Yeah, well.
You're just a sharp-dressed guy when you get out there, Gabe. I tell you what, we got to be careful with you.
Yeah, hey, you're not going to accuse me of not having fun. I'll tell you that right now.
Gabe, we had some good news, or some interesting news yesterday with Cooper Pratt. And the Brewers haven't come out exclusively and said, you know, this is a move we're making. But there's a lot of speculation that it is going to be Pratt's debut tomorrow. If that is true, who do you think that the Brewers are going to send down? Is it going to be, you know, Ranjifo or someone in the infield? Or do you think they're going to go with a pitcher?
No, it's going to be Ranjifo. I think that, especially with him rolling over his wrist, kind of diving after a ball yesterday, either he's going on IL or they're going to designate him for assignment and hope they can, you know, maybe find someone to take half that contract or at least recoup some of the money. But the way that Luis Ranjifo's been swinging, no home runs so far this year, I think that they're going to call up Cooper Pratt. He'll be your everyday shortstop. And then you'll have in a Joey Ortiz and David Hamilton platoon happening over at third base.
Oh, okay. So you just said it there. I was going to ask. So do you think this is immediately day one, Cooper Pratt, this is your position. We're going to just ride with you. There's not going to be any, like, subtle, like, let him kind of acclimate, play it here and there. It's going to be, you better be ready to play tomorrow night, young man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Typically when the Brewers do this, especially with position players, when you get called up, you're going to be playing every day. I mean, you just take a look at the other prospects, you know, top prospects they've done this with. When Sal Frela came up a handful of years ago, right, he was playing just about every day. And, you know, in the month of July, you know, Miz, who comes up last year, he's pitching every fifth day. Jackson Churio, he is in the lineup from day one, you know, when he made the opening day roster 3 years ago. So when the Brewers call up top prospects, they're going to be playing, and they're going to be playing typically every day. That's why they gave him a contract. And again, he's 21 years old, so he's still, much like Jackson, he's still developing. And the way you develop is by playing every day. That's mm-hmm. what they need him to do in order for him to reach his full potential, and that's what they're going to do because they feel like he is going to be a better solution on the right side of that infield than what Luis Ranjifo has been able to offer.
Well, we've seen at this point, too, for anybody that hasn't followed around in his minor league career so far, he won the 2024 Rawlings Gold Glove Award, and I know that some of that, too, it can be a little bit subjective in some respects. But beyond that, you're getting somebody that you would imagine it might even be an upgrade defensively somehow at shortstop, but that would feel like one of the few things that you were really comfortable in. Can you tell us a little bit more about what fans can expect out of this player, what his skill set might look like when he first gets to the major leagues?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's still developing that hit tool. You know, you take a look at his raw minor league numbers, and I think the important thing here is to be a little bit more patient. Now, do I think he's going to have a little more pop in the bat than what we saw out of Ranjifo? Yeah, I think that's a big reason why he's going to be called up, because I think he can hit better than 200 and still provide a little bit of pop at the bottom part of that lineup. But yeah, he's going to be somebody who's going to be solid defensively. We know that David Hamilton can fill in at third. We know that first year Ortiz was up here. He was playing third. He's a good defensive option, and Ranjifo wasn't playing good defensively. So I think it shores up defensively what you're looking at. I think it's going to give you just a little bit. And he doesn't have to be light years better, right? But baseball, especially during the regular season, picking up a win here or there in the margins, that could be the difference between having a bye in the first round and not having to play a three-game wildcard series and having a, you know, and playing in the divisional series, not having to worry about stressing through that three-game series. So I think that's why you see the Brewers again. They'll make this announcement tomorrow. You know, they'll just kind of pretend it's not happening today. But I think at this point, we all know what's happening.
Well, it's amazing that we get to start the show talking about something other than Miz's performance on Friday. It speaks to how great things have been so far for the Brewers this year. But I want to dive into that a little bit with you, because we've been talking about the stats that just keep popping up every time he steps on the mound right now. What we saw on Friday night was genuinely one of the best pitching performances I've ever seen in my life. And this guy's been in the major leagues for 1 year, and not even at that point. So, like, what we're seeing right now with a guy like the Miz, who can go out there and truly be this dominant guy, and now he's getting more efficient too. I mean, when you have somebody like this, I got to imagine you're picking the Brewers against anybody when Miz is on the mound.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best pitcher in baseball right now. I don't think there's any debate about that, especially after you saw what happened with you know, Christopher Sanchez in the game on Sunday. Nobody can touch Miz right now. He's got a .17 ERA in his last 8 starts. He leads the major leagues in ERA and strikeouts, and he's given up 1 run, 1 extra base hit over those 8 starts. It's otherworldly what he's doing, and it's the best start that anybody's ever seen in the history of Brewers baseball. Something we debated today, but you know, you've got a situation where, you know, there's one no-hitter in franchise history, and a lot of people will stand by, oh, he's a no-hitter. Yeah, well, Juan Nieves, again, it's a no-hitter. Don't want to take anything away from him. Great performance, but he walked 5 guys, struck out 7, threw 138 pitches. Miz struck out 15 on 95. No one's ever done that in the history of baseball, thrown that few of pitches and struck out that many guys in a complete game. It's unheard of. So, and he gave up 1 hit. He faced the minimum. He's just so dominant in the way he's handling things right now. And get to the ballpark. Anytime he's pitching, I think we as a fan base here in the state of Wisconsin need to be packing AmFam Field the way that we did on Friday night. I mean, I don't know if you're a wrestling guy, Wally, but I was comparing it to like when Stone Cold was coming out. When he came out of the dugout to finish that game, it was like the glass shattered and Stone Cold was coming out in the 90s during the Attitude Era. People were losing their minds inside AmFam Field.
Well, and for good reason, too. We were out watching this game as a team on Friday night for a happy hour to celebrate the World Cup starting, and we were kind of like, yeah, that's really cool over there, but we got something really special right here in the state right now. I don't even know, Gabe, like, where do you say, like, can he still, he's obviously got room to improve, he's still very green, but, like, where is it just consistency? Is it just being able to locate the fastball, seeing that more consistently? Like, what are they even trying to improve upon with this guy right now?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I don't know what there is to improve upon, to be honest. I don't know if he's going to have another stretch like this in his life. I didn't think about that. Like, eight starts with a .17 ERA. The last time somebody did that, it was Kirk Gibson back in 1968. You know what they did the year after that?
They shortened the mound.
They lowered the mound because Bob Gibson was too good, right? Like, that's the last time somebody was doing the things that he's doing. So, yeah, it's just a matter of, hey, keep it up. And, you know, Friday was the 1 year anniversary of him being in the big leagues, and it's been an unbelievable ride. And I think the way he carries himself, the way he puts the work in, the way everybody talks about him, I just see him. I don't see the success getting to his head. It doesn't seem like he's overly impressed with himself, and I think he's just going to keep on going out there. Look, he's going to get roughed up at some point this season. Every pitcher does.
For sure.
You know, but it's how you respond to that. And I think he's never going to, you know, Chewy always talks on our show, never get too high, never get too low. And we always have to remind him, yeah, we're not on the team. We can do that. But that's what you want out of your athletes. And for Miz, I think that's where he comes in. He's never going to get too high. He's never going to get too low.
Well, speaking of the pitching staff and the Brewers, right now you really have the Miz and it seems like Harrison that you can really count on with these starters. You know, Drohan's off and on, and then you have a bunch of injuries. Are you worried at all about this pitching staff and how they're going to, you know, continue on with the number of injuries and just the errors that they've been having?
I don't know if I'm worried yet, but it certainly has my attention. We'll put it that way, Ashley, because when you start thinking as good as this Brewers team is right now, right, you start thinking of, okay, what's this going to look like in the postseason? And last year going to the postseason, they ended up trusting 2 guys. They trusted Freddie Peralta, and they trusted Quinn Priebe. And those were and then you cobbled together starts. Now, it made it, you know, Jacob Mizorowski certainly rose to the occasion. Chad Patrick at times rose to the occasion. But you weren't asking those guys to go up there and throw six innings, right? You're kind of cobbling together starts. You were, oh, we're going to open with Aaron Ashby, and then we're going to do this, we're going to do that, instead of just doing what the Dodgers did, which is, oh, we're just going to roll out Shohei Ohtani. We're going to roll out Blake Snell. We're going to roll out Tyler Glass now. We're going to roll out Yoshinobu Yamamoshi, right? Like, you're going to roll out really good starting pitching. And right now you have two guys, once again, you trust. You hope that Woody gets to that point where you can trust him. You hope that Logan Henderson can come back healthy and maybe he can be that guy. But it's who's going to be the third and fourth guy for this Brewers team? That's the question that's going to be, I think, on the mind of Chris Hook, the pitching coach. I think it's going to be on the mind of Pat Murphy for the remainder of the season. And somebody needs to step up. And if they get to the end of July, early August, before the trade deadline, and they're going, I don't know if someone's going to step up, then maybe they go and use some of this these prospects that they have and go acquire yet another starting pitcher to kind of help shore up what they have going on.
You're already thinking what I was thinking. I was going to just ask you, if we do in a month's time get to that trade deadline, the Brewers are still humming, all things go, you believe that the pitching staff is getting healthier, would that be realistically one of the only places you'd look to improve without trying to, you worry about like chemistry in a clubhouse, making a move when you get a team that is clicking like they are right now?
Yeah, but I mean, the Brewers have always made moves at the deadline, right? Like, sometimes they're not as sexy, sometimes they're not as big, you know? Sometimes it's CeCe Sabathia, sometimes it's Mike Moustakas, other times it's Mark Canna. Other mm-hmm. times it's Shelby Miller, the way it was last year. And unfortunately for Shelby, out of the bullpen, he ended up getting injured and he couldn't pitch in the postseason. So I think it's they're always looking to improve. They're always looking for different arms. Like, they continue to mix and match, especially out of that bullpen. I feel very good in saying they're going to do something. Whether it's the big move that I want and going and getting Tarek Skubal, that I doubt. But I know they're going to do something to try to improve this team when the trade deadline comes in early August.
Gabe, we appreciate the time. Know that you had a busy day today, carving out some for us. On the way out the door, I'm just curious, how hardcore are you watching the World Cup? Have you been enamored the way our office seems to be, or is it kind of just, you know, we got our Brewers right now. That's what I'm kind of focused on.
I have not watched a single minute of World Cup.
Really?
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I have not watched a single minute. Like, look, how am I supposed to? If you enjoy soccer, I am not going to yuck your yum. If that's what you want to do, good on you. I thought about watching Team USA soccer on Friday night, and then Miz started doing what the Miz did,
yep.
And I was not going to turn that off my television. Like, I wasn't going to miss it. Like, I was locked in, and that's the way that went on Friday night. So maybe with Team USA playing in the middle of the afternoon on Friday, maybe I'll catch some of that game as they take on Australia on Friday at 2:00.
You weren't alone. The bar had only Brewers games. We were watching the soccer game on a phone in front of us. So you are not alone, Gabe, and we appreciate you.
Hey, we got Ms. Mania. We got Ms. Mania in Wisconsin, and I love it.
Amen to that. Well, Gabe, you have a great rest of your week. We'll catch up next week, hopefully after another gem out of the Miz.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.
The great Gabe Neitzel. Coming right off, fresh off the links, giving us about 10, 15 minutes today, talking about the exciting times that is Milwaukee Brewers baseball right now. And we are going to take a break, but when we come back, I want to continue this conversation. I want to hear a little bit from you, Dobes, about thoughts about what we got to see Friday, history, and what's been coming on for 8 days.
Ms. Mania.
Ms. Mania, and then Cooper Pratt. We got to figure out a Cooper Pratt name.
We got time.
We have time. Well, thankfully for that. And we're going to have plenty of time on the air coming in just about 2 weeks' time, a little less, Dan, because we have a 27-hour on-air auction that kicks off at 6 a.m. on Thursday, June 25th, and runs through 9 a.m. on Friday, June 26th. Lots of great auction items, including Kalahari gift cards, Brewers tickets, furniture, Packers overnight trip, rides to school in a fire truck. Have you ever ridden to school in a fire truck?
I have not, Walter. Have you?
No, I feel like that would have been something that I would have wanted to bid on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I can still get ridden into work.
Maybe Dale Schmidt will give you a ride.
Yeah, maybe Dale Schmidt can give me a ride. Maybe I have to auction it off. I want a ride to work.
Yeah, just at the end of our segment, just start being like, okay, and $50 sold to Wally Lukaczynski.
I would love that. Give me a police escort coming into work one day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know if anybody would believe that it was an escort. I think people would be like, oh, there goes
Wally. I just get out of the back seat, and they're like, oh, that made sense. It took a little while longer than we thought, but it happened. But it's not just a fire truck. You can get a ride to school in a squad car. You can get food gift certificates. There's going to be golf and so much more. So check out the Radiothon page at DailyDodge.com for updates on all the fun stuff we have out there. And I'm sure there's even more that we don't know that's going to keep rolling through the door. So make sure you're on board. That's going to be a fun 27 hours. This is your first Radiothon, I believe. Ashley has too, but it's going to be good old day to round out our June here. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, it is time for Cooper Pratt in the Miz talking Brewers on the other side of the break here on the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV morning show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic, primary care is here to keep you feeling great when you're on top of the world, help you bounce back when you're not, and most importantly, to help you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
A beautiful view is waiting for you. Hometown Glass and Improvement are your trusted pros for new windows and sunrooms. Schedule your free estimate now and choose from an amazing selection of windows. Hometown Glass carries over 10 top brands, and you can visit their showroom at North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam. Check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement or call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care in Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12.5 gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
This Father's Day, put the focus on Dad's happy place, his garage. Shop more ways to organize, more ways to build, and more ways to spend time together with low prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. Get him a rolling toolbox or a wall-mounted organizer to keep it all in place. Or save on power tools like the Ryobi 2-Tool Driver Drill Combo Kit for just $99. Make Father's Day about building something together with a little help from the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. See HomeDepot.com/pricematch for details.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a data analyst.
Hey, what model did you use for these quarterly projections?
Astrology. If Mercury's in retrograde, sales tank. If Venus is rising, we crush Q4.
You built our revenue forecast off horoscopes?
Yeah, the zodiac never lies.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
The first thing I thought about is, what am I going to do?
Peggy and Willie were injured when a driver ran a stop sign.
I was injured pretty bad, and they rushed out to me and made sure that I got the medical attention that I needed to make that recovery. One call, that was all, and everything went well.
Here for you 24/7. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned into The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
And welcome back to the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. It's a beautiful day today, and it's a beautiful day to golf. So it's a great time to welcome in David Brandenburg of Rolling Meadows Golf Course. David, how are you doing today?
Just wonderful. It's a beautiful day for golf, Wally.
Isn't this like the, like, if you had to make a picture perfect day for golf, it's mid-70s, it's a little breezy, but not bad. Could you do any better than this?
I don't think so. I mean, the course is in great condition. People are happy. It's a very busy day on the links. So just good day all around.
Hey, heck yeah. And while I know we've talked about it before on here, but Father's Day is coming up. I'm curious, do you still have any tee times, or do we got to start looking around for other days?
We have some, but I wouldn't wait too much longer. I mean, it's like I said last week, it's our busiest day of the year. I think 2 years ago we had over 600 starts.
Wow. Wait, you had 600 golfers in one day?
600 golfers in one day. A lot of nine-hole rounds, obviously, but with 27 holes, we can fit a lot of people.
Yeah, I can imagine.
From morning to night, yeah.
600, I mean, what do you guys even do? Like, you got to be staffed to the gills when you come around next Sunday.
We have enough people. I mean, two people in the golf shop, two people in the bar. I mean, they can handle it, no problem. And our staff's got some experience now. I mean, we're getting well in the summer and the good season. But it's a busy day. I mean, you go home and you sleep pretty well at night after taking care of that many people.
Oh, I can only imagine. Well, and I know you're going to be having some good food while you're out there, too. And a lot of people celebrating Father's Day, whether it is as a father or as a kid, are going to do the same. I'm curious, is there a favorite thing for you when you look at the menu that you're like, people got to try this? They don't know what they're missing.
Oh, I probably have the chicken tenders the most because they're the easiest. But our chicken sandwiches are great. Our grilled chicken sandwich. Dress that up a little bit. Just tastes wonderful. Yeah.
How you dolling up your tenders? What are we dipping that in?
I'm just putting them in barbecue.
Yep. Pretty hey, simple. You got to run the football sometimes. It's all about simple.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, when you're at the turn or something like that, I mean, you don't have much time, so you're just looking for simple, something you can eat in a cart. Or,
yeah, it's nothing that's going to get all over you, and I can trust myself with a little barbecue sauce.
Yeah, yep.
Well, David, for people that want to get a tee time and they want to go online, where's your website and where are you located?
It's RollingMeadowsGolfCourse.com, all spelled out, and we're located in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, just on the southeast side of town. Easy drive up Highway 151, take the military road exit, and we're right there, right before Fond du Lac starts.
Hey, I love to hear that. What is this your favorite? Do you have like a favorite time of year, actually being a golf course manager? Is it at this time they're all kind of bleed together? I got to imagine this is like what you live for.
It is. I mean, this is the busy season. That's what we waited all winter for. I think spring and fall are my favorites when we get days like today.
Yep.
I mean, it's not hot. It's not cold. It's just a beautiful day. I mean, you can be out in shorts or in long pants, and you're comfortable and enjoying your day, enjoying the game.
Well, David, we'll let you continue to enjoy this beautiful day. But I tell you, we can't wait to get out there soon. And I hope you guys have a blast with Father's Day and all the other fun festivities that always seem to be going on over there at Rolling Meadows.
All right. Thanks, Wally. Appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. Day. Hey, we'll talk to you next Monday. Great David Brandenburg over there at Rolling Meadows. And man, 27 holes. And that's one of those, I'm not like Gabe, I don't have the ability to play 27 at a time. But you know what? That's a course I might even think about there, Dubs.
Yeah, might as well. I know now that we're talking about it, I want to go golf. I got to prepare. I got a big Father's Day matchup coming here soon.
Whoa, what are you guys doing? Are you doing something like what, teams, or is it just everybody just play your best golf call today? What?
Oh no, it's like a Father's Day shootout.
Okay.
Hold on, Walter, we are getting a call.
All right, perfect. You can make your way onto the show as well, 920-887-9595 in just a moment. We're going to shift on over, talk a little, not golf, we just finished golf, talk a little bit about the Miz and Cooper Pratt. And I believe we have Tyler from Watertown on the line right now. Tyler, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Wally. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm curious your thoughts on the Miz and everything that's going on with the Brewers right now.
He's actually one of the best pitchers I've seen in a long time. He's leader in
one of the best ever, all right? Or like the talent-wise, he's one of the more talented pitchers we've ever seen at this stage.
Mm-hmm. Even better, I don't know if you remember, you might remember the name Ben Sheets.
Oh, yeah, I remember Ben Sheets. Beat up on my Pirates for about 10 years out there in the early thousands. I promise you that much.
So, yeah, but he's so good. If he wouldn't allow that single, he would have had a perfect game on Friday.
I know. He was that close. But I tell you, with what you see, you can't count it out any start you get with him right now. I'm curious, is it the Miz or is it something else about the Brewers? What is the thing that has you most excited about this specific team?
Right now, it's how they're able, when they can work together, come back and claw back.
Hey, yeah, there's no like quit. There's no can't-do attitude with this group, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And the Miz right now is actually my favorite pitcher right now. Now, let's hopefully the Brewers can get run support behind Robert Gasser tomorrow versus the Guardians and actually get Robert Gasser a win finally, because once he started, he's lost.
That's true. And he's another one, too. I know that the numbers aren't necessarily reflective of how he is, but they've got a lot of confidence in the guys that do truck out there. It's just a matter of, we need to get somebody in there that you know that you're going to be able to count on for 20 straight starts and not have to worry about it.
Who's the one that they just called up from AAA?
Cooper Pratt. That's what we actually are just about to shift into. Going to play shortstop, and it sounds like at least what Gabe Neitzel's thinking. He's going to play shortstop from day one in, and he's going to just hit the ground running, and that's going to be his position.
Ah, so what are they going to do with the other two? Give them a day off or something?
They're going to be platooners by the sounds of it. So it's going to be an interesting period, but this is the help in the wings that people have been waiting for. And you let them wait long enough, now you're going to have extra control. It made sense that you wait to bring them up till June.
Yeah, like I said, with the way he's hitting in AAA, it sounds like he could be a really good hitter for the Brewers.
Hey, you ain't kidding there. We're going to be crossing our fingers that he gets that bat to work as fast as his glove. But, Tyler, it's been a blast catching up with you, man. It's been good to hear from you. I hope everything's going well in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, and good job on the morning show this morning.
Hey, I appreciate that. That's been a war. But I tell you what, Tyler, you're the man. We'll definitely be talking with you soon, okay?
And also give Ashley, because she always forgets about Kansas being one of our 50 states.
Hey, I'll make sure I give her a hard time. She had to work long enough to get there, but she got him down now.
It's Kansas. what's about it?
Hey, you too, Tyler. We appreciate you. Wait, so you have a Kansas issue? Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
When you think of when you think of states, do you automatically think of Kansas?
No.
Exactly. So zip it.
I almost feel like I need more context in the background here. But
well, because Kayla and I were talking about how the World Cup, like. Why are you why is the Midwest one in Kansas City, Missouri?
Yeah.
It makes me so mad. And so then I said, I always forget about Kansas, which I do because they're irrelevant. Well, but I want to talk about Cooper Pratt.
Let's talk Cooper Pratt.
Well, I do want to, so this is what I was going to say. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. I cannot believe Blake Perkins yesterday. He hit a 3-run home run off of Christopher Sanchez. And his stats against Christopher Sanchez, he was like 5-for-6 or something. What do you mean that Blake Perkins can do that against Christopher Sanchez, one of the best pitchers in the NL right now, maybe in the league? But if you throw him up against any other old schmuck with the Cubs or whatnot, he's striking out. do you mean?
This was credit veiled as an insult.
Kind of. And then he hit a 3-run home run and then he hit a double.
Yeah.
Joey Ortiz, he got a hit.
You used to play softball. You know how it is. Every now and then you just have somebody's number.
Yeah, but it's just, if you would have, I genuinely believed yesterday when Pat Murphy put out that lineup and it was, you know, Perkins, Hamilton, Ortiz, there was no Bowers, Terang, Ranjifo was in. I was like, oh, so we're putting our freaking C team in. We're not going to win anything. We're not going to win this game. We're facing a possible Cy Young candidate. And we won. And it was because of Blake Perkins. And that's
one of the
huge
parts for sure.
I'm sorry for doubting him. That does not mean I don't doubt him anymore. But next time they play the Phillies and they play Christopher Sanchez, I'll believe him a little more.
Yeah, that's where you throw a player prop bet in there for a sneaky home run. First one of the year, mind you, for him, too. Goes up against one of the best pitchers in the game of baseball.
And just goes yard.
Goes yard. And this is, how cool is this, too? You asked about it to Gabe. But we talk about Miz being on a generational run right now. Kyle Harrison has been damn good.
Yes, and I think that, you know, I think it was a lot of people started getting worried when he had his Vegas start and it did not look good. But I think it's such, it's kind of backwards in my brain that I feel like you have to have those every once in a while.
I think that there's something to, what, almost, because last year, for instance, Quinn Priester goes on that streak where every single start he made, the Brewers were winning. And then when you get to the postseason, you almost feel like that's in the back of your mind where you're focused on other things instead of what you want to be focused to.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you didn't get to that point. But with Kyle Harrison, meanwhile, he goes out there and he gets roughed up a little bit. Mind you, that in those games that were out there in Vegas, there was 29 runs scored in one. There was 32 runs scored in another and 10 or more scored in all but one of the other games.
Wally, did you see this weekend? I think it was yesterday. The Colorado Rockies. And
yes.
Did you see this?
23-9.
Yep.
23-9.
Retire the stadium. Like, don't even play any other game, and it might be over. Like, there might be this season, like, that five-game series, whatever it was, at that ballpark. Tear it down. Tear it down.
Rebuild.
Rebuild. 23-9. 14-15, like insane.
I mean,
not the point in the conversation.
They were no, not the point, but it's funny to talk about. They gave up 2-3-0, 3-6-0, 4-5-0 in that game last night. It was a hit parade out there in Vegas.
Nobody
to your
needs
point, it's done.
Batting practice.
It's batting practice right now. Like, they're done. It was a fun. Let's get everybody excited in Vegas. Let's pretend the Knights didn't just lose. At that point, we're losing in the Stanley Cup final. You guys got your shiny object. I hope you enjoy it. 2 years, you better have a damn roof on your stadium.
Like, please. But yes, I'm very excited for Cooper Pratt, and I think game's right. Renhufo will be sent down, and I think that Cooper Pratt, you know, he doesn't have to be a good hitter. We let Joey Ortiz stay on the team.
Yeah, and the difference is that there's an actual belief that this guy has the tools to not only be an average hitter, but to still be a plus-side hitter.
We just need, honestly, at this point, just be better than, like, 190.
Which is a low bar, but frankly, it's pretty much the bar that has been set to the point.
Yeah.
And they've still been winning. Imagine what they'd be getting if you get Cooper Pratt to hit the ground running and he comes out and he hits 250 the rest of the year.
You can never count the Brewers out.
No.
Never.
That's what Tyler was just saying, but he's got a lot of truth to it, too. When this team falls behind, there's a lot of teams that roll over and look for excuses to just, hey, we'll be back tomorrow, no big deal. The Brewers don't say die, and it's one of the reasons why they've got this, city by the heartstrings right now.
Yeah, I love the Brewers.
Yeah, it feels different this year, but I keep saying that. I'm hoping that they prove us a little different this time around. But when you have the Miz, potentially the new face of Wisconsin sports, you have reason for hope, and that's what we want to talk about next. Because if it's not Giannis, if Giannis is done in the city of Milwaukee, he's done in Wisconsin, who's going to be the new face of Wisconsin sports? I think there's a few very prime candidates. I'm excited to hear your take on the other side of the break. Here with more of the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Tim Strzok, head boys basketball coach over at Ryo High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Authorities say there is no ongoing threat after a deputy was injured during a shooting investigation in the town of Elba Sunday evening. A 17-year-old passenger was killed Saturday evening in a rollover crash in Highway HH in the town of Calumet. Washington County officials are discussing ways to support fire and EMS service, including shared services and a possible countywide EMS levy. Storm surveys from Wednesday's bad weather says that we had two EF0 tornadoes in the area. Generac and Summerfest are bringing back the Power Up with Purpose program. Generac will also be sponsoring Military Appreciation Day at Summerfest on June 27th. And finally, the Beaver Dam Police Charities and K9 Unit Golf Outing is scheduled for June 27th. You can find more information on their respective Facebook pages.
We'll be right back.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider, president of Silica for Your Home. If you're ready to upgrade your home, I invite you to visit Silica, your one-stop shop for appliances, electronics, furniture, bedding, and more. Since 1922, we've proudly served our community with quality products and exceptional service you can trust. Our experienced team is here to help every step of the way, from sales to delivery and installation to service after the sale. Visit us at shopsilica.com or stop by our stores and see why it's Silica for Your Home.
Badger fans, Camp Randall is calling, and this fall, you call the shots. Enjoy the 2026 season your way with a 2 or 3 game mini pack. Whether it's the homecoming game against Michigan State or the battle for the axe against Minnesota, save up to $10 per game for the matchups that matter most to you. Don't wait, inventory is limited. Secure your Wisconsin football mini pack today by visiting uwbadgers.com or calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. On Wisconsin.
From Durleaf Field to Lambeau Field, stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in La Pond. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in La Pond or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. The face of Wisconsin sports. For the last 5 years, I think there's a very strong case since the NBA championship. It has been Giannis.
Meh.
You don't believe that?
I think it was in 2021 and 2022.
And then just
but
simply...
But the Bucks weren't that, like, I don't know.
Who would you have said in the interim? Would it have been someone like Jordan Love?
Yeah, I think it would have been a Packers or a Brewers baseball player, or a Brewers player. I don't know if Giannis... Obviously, when there was a lot of hype around, like, how well the team was doing and all the excitement and whatnot... But then once that kind of ran out, it was just like, oh, NBA basketball.
Meh. I actually don't hate that take as much as I initially thought. Just because you're right. And it's part of the reason why I have my answer. And I don't want to go too far and divulge mine. So I'll let you go first. Right now, obviously, you're not saying Giannis, even if he was to stick around. Who to you, when you think of Wisconsin sports, is the face you think of?
Right now... I think it's the Miz. Sorry, we got someone on the phone. We're putting him straight through.
All right, we'll see how this goes.
Caller, you are on the line.
Yeah, hey guys, it's Charlie from Milwaukee.
All right, Charlie from Milwaukee, perfect. Face of Wisconsin sports. I imagine you, Charlie from Milwaukee, didn't like that slander to Giannis just now.
Yeah, I don't know what the Giannis erasure is about. It's not founded in fact. If we can't confidently say it's a Brewer or a Packer, how's it not Giannis?
Wow. Dobes, response to this.
You can definitely confidently say it would be a Brewers or a Packer. It could definitely...
You don't have one.
It could be Jordan Love. It could have been Christian Yelich. Charlie,
it's not definitely one or the other?
It's definitely Jordan Love. There. Happy?
Jordan Love hasn't even, like, sniffed the air that Giannis has in the NBA.
You know what? I would think I'm going to change my answer. I think it's actually Matt LaFleur.
See, now we're lashing out.
Yep.
That's sad.
All right, guys. I'll shut up and listen.
Well, thank you, Charlie from Milwaukee there. You know what? I do like that we're going to immediately make you try to respond to this.
Whatever.
He did call you out on the fact that you didn't have a player name.
Well, because
ready to go.
I don't think when I thought of Wisconsin sports, it was Jordan Love, it was Christian Yelich, it was never like Giannis after the championship, a year or so after probably. Who did you think of, Wally?
If I was asked, if you're asking me in like 2023, like
2023, you get asked, who's the face of Wisconsin sports? Who are you saying?
I tell you what, and this leads into my next answer. It wasn't a Brewer.
Was it Giannis?
It would have been Jordan Love if I was picking one person. But if it wasn't Jordan Love, it would be Giannis because, frankly, for the same reason that we just talked about how Jordan Love hadn't really amounted to anything to make himself firmly in that face of Wisconsin territory, the Brewers, up until this last year, I mean, it was just the same old, same old. You win the division, you lose in the NLDS. What does it matter to you?
Yeah, true.
So, like, for me, even now, because I know that, to me, if you're going to say a Brewer, it's got to be the Miz, right?
For right now, correct. But I think it's the Miz.
You're talking about a guy that's been on the team for 1 year. Yeah, it's appointment viewing when you get on and you're watching him. But until we actually see that team really push someone in the NLCS, or you actually feel like this is a legitimate threat, and he's going to be the reason, if they are going to be a threat, I can't put him as the face, and I'm not going to pick Jordan Love either.
But I don't know if you can put then, with your point, I don't know if you can put anybody in Wisconsin right now as a face of sports.
I'm putting Micah Parsons there.
Why?
Because when
he's been on the team only a year as well.
You brought him in, and yeah, by the way, he was not a part of that playoff team last year after his ACL went down. Micah Parsons was brought in as like the defensive change of guy, the idea of Reggie White in the 21st century, that kind of level of a trade. And do you remember what it was like in that first week against Detroit last year? You had people, I mean, the clamoring for Micah when he came out of that tunnel was Miz-like. And it's going to be Miz-like. This is a Packer state.
And that's the thing. That's why I could not confidently be like, yeah, in 2023, Giannis was still the guy. Because this state is so Packers-driven that the face, it's always going to be a Packers player, in my opinion.
And no, and that's fair because that was my point before leading into it, is that I couldn't pick a Brewer and I couldn't pick a Buck beyond that championship here. Like, if the Miz won a Cy Young and the team, let's say, goes, even if they're in the NLCS and it's competitive, they don't get it done and they don't lose in four this year, I think you have a better case to be made that the Miz is the face of at least Wisconsin sports. But right now, I mean, not only is football the king of the world, it's the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. And, like, with the Miz, too, like, obviously he had a place in, you know, he helped with the NLDS, the NLCS, but you didn't see the kind of power that he has right now. You know, like, he was not really starting playoff games, you know, last year. So I think he has to cement himself this year, and if he does, then we can consider him being the face of Wisconsin.
Well, the key and the very exciting thing for everybody watching the Brewers and the Miz right now is different now versus that time in October. You're not getting four or five innings out of the guy and then having to turn it over to the bullpen. What he's been is efficient. He's
consistent.
Consistently efficient. He's hitting the strike zone. I mean, he had 15 strikeouts in less than 100 pitches. He threw a Greg Maddux complete game. And you're talking about a guy that less than a calendar year ago, we were worried he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn for large stretches of the games.
Yeah, we need to lock him down.
Well, I mean, if you can get him signed up, I think that everybody would be willing to come to the table in Brewerland right now.
I think the Brewers fan base would, like, pay his salary.
Everybody chip in. It's like the Packers.
Yeah.
Like, buy stock in the team. Everybody donate $5, and maybe we can get Miz on a decent deal.
Yeah, and I think so many people would do that. I'd donate 10.
Oh, wow. You donate 10?
I'd break the bank.
You'd break the bank. Right before Radiothon, no less.
I know.
Irresponsible. I'm going to be saving for that. Who knows what we could get in there? There's a lot of time before.
There is.
Still got 10 days. We can get even juicier stuff in there, too.
Oh, Walter.
It is Monday. It's time to go into the confidential cabana. Right on the other side of the break, we'll tell you what's got us feeling some type of way. Pro, negative, whatever it is, with more of the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 54. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 70. lows of love around 50. Tomorrow night, slight chance of thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently 74.
This weather update on ESPN Beaver Dam is brought to you by JB Mechanical. When summer heat steps up to the plate, make sure your AC is ready to deliver. JB Mechanical keeps you cool all season long.
Attention sports fans! Whether you're chasing the hottest rookie card, that next big autographed sports card, or looking for expert card services, Real Sports Cards is here for you. For everything from sports to Pokemon cards, visit the store in downtown Waupun today. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the Real Sports Cards app for all the live online card breaks. Watch, collect, and win from anywhere. Real Sports Cards, where every day is opening day.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
Choose the bun that's ready for anything. You're thinking just mustard. Then suddenly there's ketchup, onions, relish, cheese, bacon. Just like that, things are getting out of hand. Good thing you chose Village Hearth old-fashioned hot dog buns. They're soft, chewy, and unsliced, letting you customize so they can handle it all. Don't risk the mess. Hot dogs behave better when they're on Village Hearth.
Beaver Dam Area Community Theater presents this year's area high school musical, Bright Star. Inspired by a true story and written by comedy legend Steve Martin and Grammy-winning musician Edie Brickell, this musical is about the stories we tell and the ones we don't. Enjoy this folktale with lots of heart from June 18th through the 28th at the BDACT Fine Arts Center. Don't miss out. Order your tickets today at bdact.org.
We asked parents to share their journey of adopting teens.
They changed who I am because I can't see life without them in it.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Join me, Rich Eisen, weekdays from noon to 2. Now back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
I love Cher, Ashley.
Sorry, I was bopping my head.
As you should be. And it feels like the perfect music. It is warm out there. You gotta get into Confidential Cabana sometimes. Talk with your friends. Share some things that you wouldn't be comfortable sharing elsewhere. And we all are in the Confidential Cabana right now. We can't hold any opinions held right now in the next 5 minutes against anybody. And Ashley, you told me you have something good for this block today, so I'm interested. You can get us kicked off. I'll allow it.
Okay. I had a whole notes about my thing I wanted to share, but I can't find it anymore. So I do remember, though, it was how I hate the phonetic. Is that how you say it? Alphabet.
The phonetics?
Yes. It doesn't make sense. This actually came up a couple weeks ago. I forgot you told me something. I think you wrote out, you know, maybe it's not the phonetic alphabet. I think it is, where it's like if you have a really hard word and you write it phonetically.
Yeah, the way it sounds versus the way it's spelled.
I hate that because it never makes sense in my brain. Because there will be things where it'll be like phonetically written out and there's lines above A's and I'm like, that doesn't make sense. If I'm looking at like a really hard name, I'm going to look at it and be like, this is how I understand it in my brain.
So like if I was going to try to phonetically write down Dobrzynski for somebody.
Yep. So instead of, so Dobrzynski.
I'd write D-O-B-E-R.
Yep. So you were like Dober and then Z-I-N.
Z-I-N.
And then ski.
And then it would be S-K-E-E.
Yeah. Yeah. And then for, like for you, Luka Chinsky, it would be Lou. And then like L-O-O. And then Ka. K-A.
And then Shen.
And then Chin. C-H-I-N. And then S-K-E-E. But that's not proper. And I don't think that should be the same thing. I think that we should just be able to spell it however we want. And it should make more sense. Because when I look up to, like, say a name online, and it gives me, like, the arrows and the lines and everything, I don't understand that. And I think we should stop doing that.
Yeah, so, you know, when it's, like, Christmas Eve Mass, and you have, like, Last Noel, and they have the two dots over the O?
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing for that?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just know it's the Last Noel. I'm probably not even saying it right, apparently.
Exactly. But knowing them, they'd give you like, it would be like N-U-U-U-O-E-L. It just makes it more like complicated. And
so what is your solution when you get a hard name and you have to spell it? Because that's the only way I can get it out correctly is phonetically write it out.
Exactly. But it has to be my version of phonetically. That's what I'm saying.
So there needs to be a Dobrzynski version.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So the other day I was at... I was with one of my mom's friends, and she was, my mom had introduced her, a whole long story, so she phonetically wrote out her last name.
Okay.
And she did it like that. And my mom was like, can you, you know, read this? And I looked at it and I was like, no. And then my mom told me the name and I was like, see, it would have been so much easier if you just did how it actually sounds instead of the upside down U, the G, the A, yeah.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. That's why this is the Confidential Cabana. There's exactly. No judgment here.
Thank you.
There's no judgment. I mean, I think you're wrong, but hey, you know what?
Walter, do not go here with me because you, when we would co-host Hometown, I would see how you would spell out people's last names. Those were not phonetically correct.
Okay. All right. You meet me in the middle. All right. That's fair.
I think I did more than that. I think I bested you.
I won't bend the knee, but I get what you're saying.
Well, actually. You should because I'm right.
Regrettably, I'll give you a little credit there.
Mic drop. Woo!
Mine's simple, and you're either with me or against me.
Oh, I didn't
even
think you were going to do one. Okay, what's up?
The wave at sporting events.
What about it?
The dumbest thing in the world.
Uh-uh. End the show. That is so incorrect.
It is so stupid.
That is so wrong.
Oh my gosh, let's stand around. It's the seventh inning. It's a 4-3 game, close game. Let's do the wave.
It's hilarious.
What is funny about it?
It's so funny. I love the wave.
If anything that we should have learned so far in the World Cup is that once again, we're great. We're elite as a country at so many things. The one thing we suck at is stadium cheers, stadium waves. The wave?
No, the wave defense. Is so good.
Defense. Let's do the wave. Let's be creative. We're too good for this, America. We gotta figure it out. Get rid of the wave. Get rid of all the boring chants. Let's get creative.
Nope, I disagree.
Whatever. That's gonna do it for us here today on the Damn Sports Show. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow with another edition here. Have a great night, everybody. Homer Hour coming up next.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica.